Good afternoon. Welcome back to our Chofetz Chaim Chaburah. We're up to the Chofetz Chaim Klal Aleph Os Vav. The Chofetz Chaim writes, "Afilu im huraya, even if a person sees shem hu yargil atzmai b'mida hazayis, that if he accustoms himself to this mida of shmiras halashon of guarding himself from speaking lashon hara, shelo v'saper la'olam b'gnus shal Yisrael of never speaking negatively about a Jew." That's going to cost him an immense financial loss. An example would be, suppose somebody's in a business where in order to generate clients coming, the boss insists that he speak negatively about the competition in order to ensure that people use their services. And the boss is going to fire him if he does not engage in this behavior of speaking Lashon Hara. The Chofetz Chaim writes, and even if it would come to a point, he's not going to be able to have parnasa to support his family. It is still forbidden for him to speak this Lashon Hara. What is the basis of this halacha? Chofetz Chaim brings the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Nun Zayin Sif Aleph, where the Rama writes that even though we find, typically by Averos, by the vast majority of Averis, that a person is not obligated to give up his life rather than to violate these Averos. But the Rama writes, "Im yochol lahatzil atzmei b'chol asher lo, if a person has the ability to save himself by giving up all of his money, tzorech litein hakol v'lo yavar lo yisaseh, a person must give up everything he possesses, all of his money, in order not to violate a lo saseh." So although we find in the Rama in Siman Tov Reish Nun Ches and Aruch Chaim that to perform a mitzvah asay, a positive command, one does not need to spend more than one-fifth of his money, but to avoid violating a lav, a prohibition of the Torah, one must give up all of his money. And therefore, says the Chofetz Chaim, Lashon Hara is as much of a lav as any lav, and one must give up all of his money rather than to violate the prohibition of speaking Lashon Hara. Now, what about if a person is faced with the choice of violating a rabbinic prohibition or giving up all of his money? Is one mechuyev to give up all of his money to avoid violating an Isser Derabanan? The Pri Negadim is in doubt as to whether there is such an obligation, and the Pischei Tshuva in Siman Kuf Nun Zayin in Sif Katan Dalid writes that the Chavos Yo'ir held that a person must, in fact, give up all of his money to avoid violating even a rabbinic prohibition. The Chavetz Chaim here in the Ber Mayim Chaim brings from the Vilna Gaon, who paskined as well, that one must give up all of his money to avoid violating a rabbinic prohibition. The Pischei Tshuva there brings a Shailos Tshuvas HaRadvaz to explain the rationale for why it is that one must give up all of his money to avoid violating a rabbinic prohibition. And he writes that because any rabbinic prohibition is in fact a Torah prohibition, because the Torah says, Lo sosur mikol asher yagidu lecha, the Torah commands us, do not deviate from anything that the rabbis teach us, any decrees that they make. And therefore, a violation of rabbinic law is a violation of Lo sosur, and therefore, just as for any Torah prohibition, one must give up all of his money to avoid violating it, Lo sosur is included as well, and therefore rabbinic prohibition, one must give up his money, all of his money, rather than to violate it. The implication of this Radvaz is that fundamentally, it is really only a Torah prohibition that demands one giving up all of his money, except that a rabbinic prohibition is in effect a Torah prohibition, and therefore one must give up all of his money. If that's the case, then it would seem that according to the opinion of the Ramban, who famously disagrees with the Rambam's interpretation of Lo Sosur, and the Ramban feels that the prohibition of Lo Sosur only prohibits disputing the rabbi's interpretation of the Torah. However, to violate a decree of the rabbis, according to the Ramban's opinion, is not a violation of Lo Sosur. If that's the case, then presumably it would not be a Torah prohibition when one violates a rabbinic prohibition. And therefore, according to this logic, it would then not be an obligation on a person to give up all of his money rather than to violate a rabbinic prohibition. Be that as it may, we certainly see that to avoid violating any Isser D'Oraisa, Lashon Hara included, would necessitate spending all of one's money, and very possibly even to avoid an Isser D'Rabbanon of Avak Lashon Hara or any other Isser D'Rabbanon, also very possibly would necessitate giving up all of one's money. Have a wonderful day.